B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Yesterday was National Pollution Awareness Day, and Tina's school went to their local park to take part in a fundraising day. Their teacher said that it was important for them, the younger generation, to take on the challenge of trying to reverse the effects of pollution, as they can still make a difference. Tina didn't really think it was fair for them to have to suffer because their parents and grandparents hadn't bothered to look after the planet, but her mum said that, to begin with, people didn't realise the damage they were causing. Now, of course, mostly everyone is aware of what pollution is doing to the Earth. For a week before the event, Tina and her classmates did lots of projects about the various types of pollution. Pollution is when chemicals that are harmful to living things get into the environment somehow. It can be a gas that is released into the atmosphere, like car fumes, waste from factories or sewage that is released into the oceans, or it can be sprayed onto the food we eat. DDT is a very famous pesticide that was used after the Second World War. It turned out to be very dangerous, and biologist Rachel Carson told the world about its dangers by doing lots of research and writing a book that resulted in the start of the Environmental Protection Agency. All the experts say this was a groundbreaking moment. All the children in Tina's class were asked to draw a picture of an important moment in the fight against pollution, and Tina drew Rachel Carson standing up to the pesticide companies. These were then used as prizes in a raffle draw, and people bought tickets to raise money for their local environmental groups. Their headmaster joked to everyone that it wasn't the time to be tight-fisted, as it really costs the Earth to try and save the planet, which means that it takes a lot of raffles to raise the money needed to save our planet. The event was a big success, and the local newspaper even wrote an article about it, stating that the school had raised over $5,000 for local environmental charities. One of the parks near the school had been badly damaged in the heavy floods last year, and the headmaster told them that some of the money would be used to rejuvenate that area and plant new trees.